Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We're starting off with news of an airman from Alamogordo who died in a car accident while being stationed in Germany. What can you tell us?
So Airman First Class Jacob Blackburn, his body was returned to New Mexico last week. Now, the airman was stationed in Spangdahlem Air Base in Germany. He and a fellow first class airman died in a car accident on September 30th. His body was flown back to El Paso last week, and it was escorted to New Mexico by the New Mexico Veteran Guard, and he was buried with all of the honors that he deserves here in New Mexico.
Okay, now we also have news of property taxes being issued late. What can you tell us about that?
Right, so the November 5th election is right around the door. So property taxes for Otero County will be issued late because of a question on that ballot, particularly the Cloudcroft Municipal Schools mill levy. Now, the county clerk says that you will receive your tax bills. The first portion will be due December 10th and considered late after January 10th, and then the second portion on April 10th of next year. You should expect the results of that mill levy to impact your taxes. It's a $2 mill levy on every $1,000 of net taxable value in the Cloudcroft Municipal School District, and it sunsets in 2024.
We also have news dealing with the arts, and that is with the Flickinger Foundation. Can you tell us more about that?
So the Flickinger Foundation was established recently with a $2 million donation. Now, the foundation is meant to support the arts in the area, specifically the Flickinger Performing Arts Center. It's a great coup for the region. It means that the arts, the performing arts specifically, will be alive and well and continue to benefit not only residents, but the children and youth of Otero County.
Also, some interesting news about an Alamogordo doctor who is growing pomegranates for a special reason. What can you tell us?
So there is a couple of acres in La Luz that is full of pomegranate trees. Now, these acres belong to Dan Moezzi. He's a local doctor. And he says that he would like to start creating a line of fruit brandies and wines, which could help revitalize some of the fruit and nut growers in the area. So it's a big dream, and we look forward to seeing the products that will come out of that farm in the future.
Also, some big news that took place last week, and that was news that Allsup's was being sold. What can you tell us about that?
Correct. So Allsup's, that line of convenience stores, was established in Roswell in the 1950s by a local company. Last week, the owners announced that they had sold to Yesway, which is a mid-U.S. Company that has seen some growth. Now, Yesway says that they are not planning on changing anything that Allsup's has accomplished. They'll keep the name, they'll keep their burritos and their chimichangas and their prices and their employees, but they are maybe looking to help that brand grow as the Permian Basin and as this region of southern New Mexico grows.
Okay, I'm sure that's some good news for some folks who enjoyed the food from Allsup's.
Correct.
Jessica, thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.